This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, we are absolutely going gaga over New California. We'll be talking about that in the third hour, and also Oroville Dam as it approaches the overtopping moment. And I guess the big question is, before it overtops, will they actually open up the spillway again? That's the big question, isn't it? Is it capable of a spill of, say, 25,000, say 30,000, say 60,000, say 270,000 CFS. Now, that's cubic feet per second. For those of you that really want to do the calculus on that, they were supposed to have tested it at 60,000 CFS. And you know what? What did happen is the big question. If they did, in fact, test it that high. A lot of people think that they did. And, of course, we're all waiting with bated breath to see what happens since, you know, all we can do is wait because there's no communication basically coming from the state of California, the Department of Water Resources at this moment. Everybody's taking what's called a powder. I had to look that one up. Anyway, we'll be talking about that in the third hour. So a lot of things going on, though, everywhere else here on Agenda 21 Radio. Get yourselves oriented. Please visit our website at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, you have to have, of course, a lot of desire to go to newcaliforniastate.com. And a lot of things happening there. We had a great phone call last night. Lots of people on the public phone call. We have more phone calls coming up. These are the calls getting ready for the convention, the 4th Constitutional Convention of New California. Will be the 17th and 18th on Fresno, California. Fresno will all be down there. Anyway, that's going to be a big, big deal. We hope to see a lot of people there. It's going to be a wonderful time. Anyway, more information on that. And if you got a lot of people are buying tickets, we really appreciate people coming from all around the state of California and actually from other parts of the nation, which is what is really kind of interesting to see, too. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio. And let's go ahead and dive into some of the things that are happening. Two shootings this weekend, one in a synagogue in Poway. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And also one dead, seven people shot near a Baltimore church yesterday. Yes, the attacks that are going to be going on and continuing to go on, like we have said, like we predicted, here it is, at the churches in other places of worship. Interesting what is happening at the border as well. We're going to be talking about that extensively because we're going to say, we told you so. We told you so. You know, are these shootings a distraction from the border? By the way, the Pope and Governor Gavin Newsom sign off money to be sent to these illegal foreign nationals. First of all, the Pope is sending $500,000 down to Mexico to take care of the illegal foreign nationals that are invading our country. For the invaders, he donates $500,000. And then, of course, Gavin Newsom chimes in and also spends state money, California state money, basically to help the illegal foreign nationals. Again, interesting how this is all. And actually, he's doing this through Catholic Charities. He's spending state money to pay Catholic Charities. Mm-hmm. And remember, he is a Catholic of the Jesuit faith. He is same as Jerry Brown. I sense a trend there. Same as Arnold Schwarzenegger and others. Yeah. So anyway, we're fighting that here in California as well as all the other things. Sanctuary state status and all that. Everything is coming to a head. By the way, for those of you that are really interesting, we have no update at this point in time. Unless we can get one this morning and something happens and we, you know, maybe haven't been looking in the right places, but the California Comptroller's Office is not reporting what the revenue was for March of 2019. They should have done that back on the 10th. It's now the 29th. I hate it when this happens. What are they hiding? Well, let's speculate. There's more or there's less tax revenue coming in now to California, exactly as many have predicted. Here it is. So we're well into the days of no income for California, and it's only going to get worse. Maybe I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, we will tell you about it. We'll give you what the income was for March when we get it. And we will be checking here in just a few moments. Actually, we got some people that are looking it up right now to find out. So far, I'm getting the head shake no from everybody. I was on a phone call earlier, and they're going, no, it's not happening. So anyway, that's just a little bit of speculation out there. People are fleeing, of course, California and the Silicon Valley and San Francisco, the poop capital of the world. And, of course, backing that up is the poop, the second poop capital of the world. That's Los Angeles. Los Angeles and San Francisco. Poop capitals. More feces for you in those communities. And of course, a lot of other things going on that we're going to be talking about. We're going to kind of put that off into the third hour as well. Okay, so what is really going on? I guess the big question is, what is happening with these shootings? And, of course, if you saw anything what happened or you've been keeping up on this, this is in Poway, California, in San Diego, which is part of New California, I might add. And some very good reporting that's been going on. I do have to say some props to CNN on some of the reportage of these incidences. I'm not a CNN fan, but the bottom line was, the CNN people have stepped up. They do step up in a lot of different ways. And I'm not, you know, again, I'm not a CNN fan, but, you know, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. And they do some good, solid reporting. I'm going to do that. And the report is that a young man jumped, came into the synagogue. In this synagogue, what is the name of this synagogue? Get this name right. It says, when a gunman came into the synagogue in California, killing one and injuring three, Lori Kay, this is about a woman who sacrificed herself at the Shabbat in Poway, okay, Saturday at Congregation Shabbat in Poway in North San Diego. He killed at least, or there were three people that were wounded, and as well as a woman by the name of Lori Kay, K-A-Y-E. Now listen to this. The gunman opens fire in the synagogue, and she jumped between the shooter and the rabbi. And she died. Kay, who was 60, was shot at the synagogue and died at a nearby hospital. In addition to Kay, at least three other people were wounded in the shooting Saturday at Congregation Chabad in Poway, north of San Diego. By late Sunday morning, all three injured victims had been discharged from the hospital. Rabbi Goldenstein, 57, had been shot in the hand when Kay stepped between him and the gunman. The rabbi suffered what looked like to be defensive wounds. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. It's just screaming at us here. Anyway, so this whole situation, the big question is, are religious communities under attack? And, of course, the answer to that is yes. It absolutely is yes. They are under attack and will continue to be under attack.
For another house of worship, now in mourning, President Trump offering his condolences to the synagogue.
America's heart is with the victims of the horrific synagogue shooting. Our entire nation mourns the loss of life, prays for the wounded, and stands in solidarity with the Jewish community. We forcefully condemn the evil of anti-Semitism and hate, which must be defeated.
Well, this comes on the heels of an Easter attack that killed hundreds of Christians in Sri Lanka and a mosque attack in New Zealand that murdered 50 Muslims. Is religion under attack? Joining me now on our faith panel is author of In the Land of Invisible Women, Dr. Kunta Ahmed, and headmaster of St. Benedict's Prep, Father Edwin Leahy, and the associate dean for the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Rabbi Abraham Cooper. Thank you all for joining us this morning. We certainly appreciate a very important topic.
Happy
Thanks
to be
for
here.
Having us.
Dr. Ahmed, I'll start with you, and we'll just begin with that question. Is religion under attack?
Most definitely. We know religious persecution is rising around the world, but coming back to what happened this weekend in San Diego, we're very concerned about contemporary anti-Semitism. 58% of all hate crimes in the United States are targeted at America's Jews, 1.4% of America's population. And if we cannot protect Jews in America, that 40% of the global population of Jews, no other country is going to be able to protect them. So we must rise to combat anti-Semitism. It's very frightening.
Father Leahy?
I think brothers and sisters are under attack as much as religion is under attack. Our brothers and sisters around the world here in the United States are experiencing hate at a unacceptable level, a ridiculous level, just because of who they are.
Rabbi Cooper?
Well, I think the targeting of houses of worship, especially in democracies, is something that, of course, terrorists like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and others have done. And unfortunately, we're now seeing here in the United States lone wolf, white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and others who are taking a page from the Islamist terrorists and targeting houses of worship. As you know, the freedom of religion is one of the key and core values of America. So they know who they're hitting, they know why they're hitting, and obviously for Jewish community to have this happen on the last day of Passover, the day we actually say memorial prayers for our loved ones and for the victims of the Holocaust, is really devastating.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have another funeral to go to of a wonderful, brave, amazing woman who took a bullet for her rabbi.
Mm-hmm. You know, it would seem that at the very least, you could go to your place of worship and be safe. But clearly, that is not the case these days. We can pull up for people at home. If you can just take a look at all of the recent attacks on houses of worship, it will bring it home to people at home, you know, that this is, in fact, happening. So then the next question, take politics out of it, politics aside, what needs to be done on all sides to end this violence? Dr.
Okay, so the graphic that she shows here, anti-Jewish, this is a religious-based hate crimes. 938 anti-Jewish, anti-Islam 273, other religions. What does she say there? What's it say there? It's got the little thing on it, so I can't really see it. 76 anti-Catholic, 73. Now, of course, everybody's saying, "Well, what's the other religions and anti-Catholic? What's anti-Catholic? Where's the anti-Protestant?" Other quote, where's the anti-Christian persecution? I really kind of question why Fox News put that up there without the anti-Christian persecution. I guess there's none. That's the point. So I have to draw exception with the way Fox is doing that. I think, highly offensive because there's hundreds of persecutions that have gone on towards Christians not just this group of folks. Now, we denounce any kind of religious persecution. You understand that. But why not mention Christian persecution? I have to say that. Why not mention that? Because it's there. Okay, so enough of Fox News on that one. The salient point is that churches are under attack. Are under attack, and religious persecution is on the rise. Now, again, the person who is supposed to do that, who have done this, the perp, as they say, he was met actually by the by a friend of the pastor. She had actually gone to the church basically to say a prayer for her sister, as she said. Lori Kay was her name. She jumped in front of the shooter and the rabbi. She lost her life. He lost his finger. One of the wounded, several people were wounded, obviously. Courageous act on her part. Her husband tried to give her CPR. Her husband was a doctor, and he fainted. Couldn't do it. Just stunned by the whole action. She was later pronounced dead at the hospital when she got there. It's tragic, no question about it. But as long as there's all kinds of religious persecution, it's gonna manifest itself in other more gross ways. And of course, this is nothing new in history to see religious persecution. The problem is we're starting to see more and more and more of it, especially anti-Semitism. This is, of course, the crux of the hate groups that are out there. We're understanding that this shooter was supposed to have been, or he's professed to be, a white supremacist. And I have no knowledge or information about him in details that I can say other than what the news reports are saying. So we don't know really what the linkage is to this young man and to the synagogue, but we would certainly denounce any form of violence in this regard. I think it's just totally reprehensible. But in the same respect, you know, let's go figure out what happened in Las Vegas. You know, see, when I think about these shootings and the numbers of shootings that we have and what's been going on, this is nothing new. We endured 8 years under Obama with 114 mass murders in 8 years. A mass murder being three or more. Let's put this, please, in perspective. Everybody's mind shift is now it's Donald Trump's time, and he's the guy. All this has been going on under Trump. We had 8 full years of 114 at minimum. We didn't even get the final count. I know there was more. We stopped reporting in February of 2017. We just cut it off. But the numbers that we had, the stats that we had, 114 mass murders, 114 mass, three or more people under Obama. You go back and look at history. I'm going to give you the numbers. Under Ronald Reagan, there were 7 mass murders in 8 years. Bill Clinton had, 23 mass murders in his 8 years. George Bush the older, 15. George Bush the senior, George Bush the younger, 15. Barack Obama, 114. Is this just the way it is now? Well, sure. As long as anybody can get any kind of, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm...
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. We're talking about the shooting incidences, and I want to put it into perspective. We did a lot of research over the eight-year period we were documenting here on Agenda 21 Radio. You probably remember all this stuff about these shootings, mass shootings, as they were called, and a mass murder is three or more people. And there's, listen, there are caseloads. Most of these mass murders are, a large number of them have never been thoroughly investigated. A large number of them involve the FBI. Shocking. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. The FBI involved with these mass murders. And, you know, Johnny on the spot, they're right there when the murder happens. More shockingness, right? We can go to the Pulse nightclub. We can go to all the different school shootings. I mean, hundreds during the Obama administration of school incidences, hundreds of involving guns, hundreds. I mean, it's just off the hook in the last 8 years with Obama. But, you know, now it's transference to, of course, the racist himself, the race master Trump, right? That's what the Dems are trying to do. By the way, where is this Mueller report? Huh? Where's Bill Barr when you need him? What's really going on there, Dems? Mr. Swalwell? What is going on with impeachment? Well, we'll talk about that. Certain things are happening. You know, it's kind of interesting. There's sort of like a calming effect going on, I think, with Washington right now, because they arrested a judge on last week. You probably heard about that. Did the perp walk, a federal judge, because why? She was supporting sanctuary state in Massachusetts. Felony counts charged against her and her bailiff. All of a sudden, the whole complexion changes in Washington. Shocking. More of that to come, by the way. The tide is turning. The tide is turning. And you know what? The Democrats are going, well, maybe we'll have to rethink this impeachment business. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff is thinking about it. But I'm going to get back to the shootings here. Because, you know, they're wonderful false flags, and they're wonderful thousand cuts of, you know, death to the United States business. In other words, with every school shooting, there's got to be a reason to stop it. Then the big reason is the Second Amendment. That Second Amendment, we don't need no stinking guns. That's what they're saying. Huh. All this business is all aimed at taking away your Second Amendment rights. All of it. Every bit of it. We have been under attack for a long time in this country. We all know that. We see that going on in California and the other states as well. They're trying to break down our rule of law in this country. We get that. The invasions, the demographics that are changing, what's going on at the border right now, all the laws, all the things that were changed to manipulate the system so we get a massive, massive inflow of illegal foreign nationals, right, to change the demographics of the country, which is what, you know, you go back to that Obama's speech, and when he was, I think it was in Denver, where he said, oh, Denver, isn't that interesting, Denver. Mentioned, was it Denver or Chicago? When he comes out and says, change has come to America. We're just a few short days from change to America. And he meant it, and it did. It happened. You know, all the deep state that Trump talks about was really in full gear at the time, wasn't it? And, oh, who did he defeat? John McCain. The late John McCain. Yeah, you got to tie these things together, you know, about what's been going on, how it's been happening, and all that good. You've got to tie it together. And once you tie it together, guess what? You see the patterns, and you see how this whole thing has been shaped. And you can also, at that point in time, look at the trajectory of where all this is going. And that's why these shootings at these synagogues, you know, are they planned? ISIS, yes, they are. I mean, and again, how does it happen? Well, is it mind control? What? Well, there's a lot of different ways in which these things can happen and be orchestrated. There's no doubt about it. And there was a lot of orchestration that was going on with, of course, the attacks all during the Obama era, the mass murders. Now, interesting thing, I mentioned Second Amendment. Because, in fact, you had some very brave souls in this Poway shooting incident. Very brave souls. And a gun for the defense, if you will. Interesting thing what this synagogue did, from what I understand. They actually planted a gun for use by law enforcement. Law enforcement people that were there at the synagogue, that's their church, could have available to them. Anybody in law enforcement, it's a clever way. I like the way they did this, and I think that everybody in churches everywhere, you need to gun up. Now, you need to gun up. If you have a CCW, you go to church, you bring your gun. You protect the congregation. You know that. That's, you know, when you get a CCW and you're not just there to protect yourself. There's other people to protect as well, and you have a responsibility. You were talking to one of our sheriffs here in the New California, and he made a speech one time. One of our sheriffs did, We asked him, we said, what would happen if there's like civil unrest? What would you do? How would, as the sheriff, what you do? He said, well, I'd reach in my desk drawer and I'd pull out this big list that I've got. And this list has everybody who's got a CCW in my county. And I'd call them up and I'd deputize them. I got a standing army of thousands right there. And he meant it. He meant it. I'm on that list. I go, yeah, you got it. That's what a constitutional sheriff does to protect his people. He says, look, I got people that are already trained. They know how to handle the weapons. They're legally qualified. Why wouldn't I do that? It's just common sense. Now, some of you sheriffs out there that are listening to this show, and I know you listen, pay attention. But I like the way they handled this in this strategy because, by the way, it's my understanding they did active shooter training and stuff like that at this church. Now, I might be wrong on that. I want to find out more about what they did because I think they were very instructive and they made preparations because they saw this coming. The rabbi, everybody there at the synagogue saw this happening, playing out in front. You know, it's you have to make preparations. This is my point. When I was a school administrator, I started the active shooter training in the school. And the superintendent came and said, why are you doing that? Well, because I don't want my people, myself, and to be slaughtered if we don't have a resource officer with a gun on campus. Now, I knew that we had staff members, including myself, packing. Didn't have a problem. I didn't have a problem. That was back in the day when legally you could do that. You see in California, again, California, they stripped school administrators and teachers away from that. I wonder why the legislature in California and the governor would want to soften the target even more, right? Right. Get it? Sure, it's all part of the plan. You got to plan these things out about how to disarm. And of course, what better way to make a statement than to have a school shooting, right? The softest target of all. See, there is a plan for all this, and one of the parts of the plan is to completely take away our Second Amendment rights. But in the case of the synagogue, they planned for it. They planned, they had contingency plans. They used law enforcement by planting guns in the synagogue for law enforcement to use in case an incident like this happened. And it happened. And of course, there was one courageous member who protected everybody. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, everybody wants to take away our Second Amendment rights because, you know, we're so dangerous out there. It's kind of interesting that you don't hear legislators talking about taking away the guns from the criminals or proposing a lot of laws that would help do that. Oh, no, no, no. No, we don't need to do that. No, what we need to do is we need to take it away from the law-abiding citizens because they're the problem. It's all of us law-abiding citizens who have guns that go out and murder everybody daily. We're the problem. Right. Right. And all the gangsters, no, they're supposed to have the guns. Come on. Right. That's what they want, isn't it? That's exactly what they want. And where does it all start? Well, it starts in a lot of different places. It certainly starts with the United Nations, because they're part of the Agenda 21, obviously, United Nations Agenda 21. Ultimately, they want to disarm you so they can control you. Get it? Get it. Right. So, what did Donald Trump do last week? I hate it when this happens. Trump withdraws from UN arms treaty as NRA crowd cheers in delight. I love this. So he's at the NRA thing last week. Donald Reed. Now listen, again, I woke up this morning. Gosh, he's still our president. Donald J. Trump is still our president. Don't you hate it when that happens? Oh, I'm just so comfortable. I'm going to go back to bed now. Why? Because Donald J. Trump is our president. And tomorrow, well, listen, let's go back last week. Last week, all week long, in fact, all month long. In fact, for a year, 2 years, he's been our president. So what's the shocking thing that yesterday when I woke up, I said, oh, shocking, Donald J. Trump is our president. Now this morning I'm going, wow, he's still our president. And guess what? Tomorrow you're going to wake up and he's still going to be your president. Now, that's a shocker, isn't it? Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. will withdraw its support for a United Nations treaty regulating the multi-billion-dollar global arms trade. Addressing the National Rifle Association in Indianapolis, the president said he would revoke America's status as a signatory of the Arms Trade Treaty regulating conventional weapons, including small arms, battle tanks, combat aircraft, and warships. My administration will never ratify the UN's Arms Treaty, Trump said. We're taking our signature back. The United Nations will soon receive a formal notice that America is rejecting this treaty. Thank you, Mr. President. No, that's from me. Trump added, under my administration, we will never surrender American sovereignty to anyone. I guess, a reminder to everyone that tomorrow when you wake up, he's still going to be your president. Okay? Let's get that straight. Trump added, my administration will never surrender American sovereignty. Again, there's that word, sovereignty. We will never allow foreign bureaucrats to trample on your Second Amendment freedom. I'm officially announcing today that the United States will be revoking the effect of America's signature from this badly misguided treaty. I love it when he just slaps these guys around. The U.S. signed the treaty in 2013. Shocking. 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 Who signed that? Let's see. Who was your president when we were waking up on a daily basis then? I mean, we were horrified daily by the presidency of Barack Obama. Daily. That was the idea, folks. The NRA has long claimed the treaty poses a threat to the Second Amendment. On Friday, its members stood, applauded, and chanted, USA, USA, as Trump signed a letter to Congress halting the ratification process, then tossed his pen to the crowd. Kind of like a Hannity football thing, right? A delighted Chris Cox, executive director of the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action, said Barack Obama and John Kerry tried to force us to accept international gun control under the power of the United Nations, but Donald J. Trump said, no, not on my watch. But the move drew sharp criticism. Here we go. I bet it did. But who gives a rat's ass about that, huh? Not now, and we won't. What is wrong with me today? It's just one of those things, right? It's one of those days. Things are happening all around the world. Bob Menendez, top Democrat of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said this is yet another myopic decision that jeopardizes U.S. security based on false promises or premises and fear-mongering. You fear. Hey, all of you Orville damn fear mongers, right? I wonder why they're fear mongering about Orville Dam. That's just like I'm wondering about fear mongering here by Bob Menendez. That seems to be the term that the left uses all the time. If they don't like what you're saying, you're fear mongering. You ever notice that? Wow, so the people that are, you know, one of the press and the media to shut up about Orville Dam, they want you to, you're fear-mongering. That's what I'm sorry. We're having too much fun at their expense, right? You fear-monger, is you? I wonder why we'd be fear-mongering. I don't know, because maybe two years ago, and every press release basically that they put out and everything they do, they lie about. I have no idea why that's a problem with most people, right? And then they have their shills out there that fly at 30,000 feet and judge people. And, of course, no harm would come to them because they don't live in the floodplain. I'm fear-mongering. Don't have to worry about our guns being taken away by foreign potentates, though. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or
call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
In my administration, we will never surrender American sovereignty to anyone. We will never allow foreign bureaucrats to trample on your Second Amendment freedom. And that is why my administration will never ratify the UN Arms Trade Treaty. I hope you're happy. And I am officially announcing today that the United States will be revoking the effect of America's signature from this badly misguided treatment. We're taking our signature back. The United Nations will soon receive a formal notice that America is rejecting this treaty. As part of this decision, I will sign right now, in front of a lot of witnesses, a lot of witnesses, a message asking the Senate to discontinue the treaty ratification process and to return the now rejected treaty right back to me in the Oval Office, where I will dispose of it.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Anyway, stay tuned for more here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.